You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Welcome to the My Senior Horse Podcast. This is where people who own, manage, and love senior horses, ponies, donkeys, and mules come to share our passion and to learn more about caring for our senior equids. I'm your host, Kim Brown, Editorial Director of My Senior Horse. We launched the global My Senior Horse brand in partnership with Linda Mars and Mars Horse Care in mid-2024. We offer many ways to get information on older equids, including this bi-weekly podcast, articles on the MySeniorHorse.com website, videos, and much more. Our guest for this episode is veterinarian and certified farrier Carlos Carvajal. He is a member of the podiatry department at Rudy Riddle Equine Hospital in Kentucky. He also collaborates with Colorado State University as an instructor for the Equine Podiatry Teaching Program. He's originally from Guadalajara, Mexico, and he moved to Kentucky in 2017 to pursue his passion of equine podiatry. He focuses in therapeutic shoeing, corrective trimming, and shoeing for young horses, sport horse shoeing, and any pathologies in the horse's foot. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Carvajal.
Thank you, Kim, for having me here, and thank you for your audience for listening. I have to say that I really appreciate the people who invest their time to learn on how to give their horses a better life. So very happy to be here.
Well, we are so happy to have you. So let's give our listeners just a little bit of background. What breeds of horses do you commonly care for?
Well, I basically work with a little bit of everything, all disciplines, all breeds. Basically, if there is a foot problem, that's our job. So, but, you know, we are here in Kentucky, so a lot of thoroughbreds mainly, but also some quarter horses. I work with a very nice retirement farm of saddlebreds that they take care of their horses perfectly. Some warmbloods, some standardbreds, among others.
And let's get into the seniors. What are some of the most common senior hoof issues that you deal with?
Well, I certainly work with a lot of geriatric patients. It's a big number of the horses that I work with. So some pathologies that, as you know, can become more severe or can be more common with older horses. And for sure, we have to mention laminitis.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most common problems that we work with senior horses. And we could talk, you know, for hours about laminitis, but it's very complex. It's a complex pathology. There are different types of presentation, but also it's something that I really love to work with. So let's focus on the chronic laminitis that develops due to a disorder in the regulation of the insulin. And I don't want to get any deeper in this topic because you have some other episodes that have great information. So for all the listeners, they can go back and listen to those episodes. But in general, when there is some defect on the regulation of the insulin, there are some trigger factors that we don't really know how they work, but they can get activated and will have adverse effects in the lamella, causing the destruction of it. And this will end up with the separation of the coffin bone from the hoof wall, and we'll end up with rotation, sinking, or a combination of the two of the P3. So this presentation, the chronic laminitis with the metabolic cases, tends to be slower, you know, and more silent, causing more changes of the internal structure of the foot with very subtle clinical signs. So most of the time, by the time the owner observes the horse, it's not doing right. The laminitis has been going on for probably days, months, or even years. So we don't really know when the problem really started. So
we
call these presentations episodes of laminitis. So it's like most of the times it's an acute on chronic presentation. It's been chronic, but we have an acute episode that the horse is presenting to us. When the horse has those classical signs that most people will recognize, you know, short steps, the horse is reluctant to walk, especially really sore on the tight turns and hard surface. They are leaning back to their hinds, trying to compensate the weight to help the fronts, increase the pulses, heat on the foot. They are pretty sensitive over the sole to the hoof testers or even to the finger pressure. Therefore, chronic laminitis courses can have multiple episodes during their lives. And here is what is very important for us to have a complete management program that includes our bed and our farrier to reduce any risk to develop like future episodes. Once we know we're dealing with a chronic laminitis course, we have to take care of the integrity of the foot. So I'm going to talk about my goals as a farrier, as a veterinarian. How do I approach those cases? My biggest goal is to promote the growth of a strong hoof that can support the body weight of this horse and to preserve the structure as much as I can over the shoeing cycles or trimming cycles. Because with these type of horses, the growth of the foot can be reduced. So I try to promote, and the little bit that I can get, I try to preserve as much as I can of that. We have to guide our approach with the use of x-rays to determine the mechanical help that each particular horse needs, and also to monitor our treatment. So in that way, we know we are growing some sole depth, we're not growing, we're even decreasing the sole depth, so we need to change or adapt our treatment, you know? And also, laminitis can include some other foot problems as a consequence of the damage that we have inside the foot. So, for example, foot abscesses, they can get pretty common on these type of horses, and they can occur with a frequency. I will say probably with all my chronic laminitis horses, probably once a year they will abscess, if not more, you know. We can have hoof wall separation as a result of the deattachment of the coffin bone from the hoof wall. The forces that are involved will create a space between the sole and the hoof wall that you can observe from the bottom of the foot at the toe area. So you will see like that little stretching of the lamella at the bottom. In the same way, we can observe distortion of the hoof wall. It is that some people call like a dishy aspect of the dorsal wall that is basically a concavity of the dorsal hoof wall. And these can become more severe if a mechanical treatment is not correctly applied, because we have the pull of the deep digital flexor tendon constantly working against that hoof wall. Right. So we can also observe uneven growth rings. That's pretty common. Those horizontal lines that we can see all the way around the hoof wall. And in these chronic laminitic horses, the spaces between the rings are most of the time narrower at the toe and wider at the heels. What that tells me is that there is a defect right at the toe that is kind of pinching the growth of the hoof, and the heels are like more relaxed and they're like happily growing. So those uneven rings tells me that this horse is having already some kind of laminitis. Some of the most chronic and severe cases can even present some toe cracks right in the middle, and those are pretty difficult to resolve. We have to keep fighting them. Sometimes they get back together, they grow tight for a couple cycles, and eventually they continue cracking, you know? And I would love to continue talking about laminitis. This is something that I just love, and it's pretty challenging for me, but it's also pretty rewarding to work with those cases and try to help them and sometimes save their lives, you know? But because of there are so many things that I'm missing just in this little time, you know, this probably give us some topics for a future episode.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to mention some other problems that we have with these senior retired horses, like navicular problems. You know, it's something that the horses sometimes present at the middle of their career. They start like getting lame, and then we diagnose them. We see that there's some changes on the soft tissue or on the bone around the navicular, but eventually some cases they end up retiring because of these problems or because of other problems. But we have those issues already going into the foot that is going to be a problem that we need to continue taking care of once the career of the or the sport career of the horse is done. So due to the degenerative characteristic of these problems can become worse over the time. For this reason, also we require a very specific mechanical treatment that needs to be guided and, again, monitored with x-rays. And my goals for these type of cases are to provide like shock absorption and protection to the back part of the foot. We can achieve that with some glue-on shoes, some synthetic materials that are going to provide the impression material, some silicones, anything that will help us to provide shock absorption and also protection to the back part of the foot. We love to use, like, it's kind of a bigger bar in the back part of the shoe. It's called a heel plate that is going to protect the whole back part of the foot. And some of those horses will get really comfortable or will get at least sound enough to be retired and have a good life. But also with the navicular horses, we look to reduce the pull of the deep digital flexor tendon to reduce the stress that this structure creates on the whole navicular area.
Mars Equestrian, a sponsorship division of Mars Incorporated, is dedicated to highlighting the Mars brands, such as Buckeye Nutrition, Spillers, Antec Diagnostics, Sound Imaging, Royal Canin, Pedigree, Nutro, and many more in the equestrian world. Whether it's through nutrition, veterinary care, or education, our purpose is to create a better world for horses, pets, and the people who love them.
And, you know, some other minor problems that we deal with retired horses, like brittle hooves, superficial cracks, that can also be pretty challenging for senior horses and for the owners. I think that for these last type of problems, nutrition, constant farrier care, that's going to be the key. You know, we can manage them pretty well just being on top of that. Like those little superficial cracks, just a constant trim. Sometimes I need to reduce my trim cycle for a couple cycles. Like I will do like every 3 weeks. Even when I'm not taking that much foot, I'm just trying to run and again to preserve the structure of the foot. And I like to also play with some products that will provide some either moisturize the foot or either make it a little harder. As you know, in Kentucky, we can go from one extreme to the other. You know, one day it can be rainy and it can be a lot of water, and that those hooves are going to be soaking wet. They're going to be super soft. So whenever the environment is creating a foot to be soft, I want to probably use some hoof hardener and paint it and try to dry it out a little bit. But then later on or in other areas when there are more drier areas, the foot can get so dry and so hard that they will start cracking. And that is even worse when you have the moisture environment one day and the next week you have the dry environment. So that just messed up the hooves, you know. I feel that they are like contracting and expanding constantly, so they just end up cracking. These are the cases where I play with some products like oil base to provide moisture, hoof hardeners to provide some, or to try to dry that foot a little bit when they're so soft, you know. And I don't know if wildline disease is really like a senior horse problem, but I know you talk about like mules and donkeys and all of those horses, most of the donkeys, they have wildline disease. So it's kind of easy to manage as long as you are going deep enough. The way that I manage it, I just trim the hoof well all the way until I start seeing that black line. I look for a healthy hoof. Once I have it like that, I kind of torch it. I use a torch. I cauterize it with a hot metal. As long as the horse is allowing me and he's not sensitive, I try to dry that. And once you have that, if you promote mechanically the growth of that foot, eventually it's going to grow up. So again, you just need to keep it dry, paint it with some antiseptic paste. I like to play between products as well, according on the appearance of the foot. But keeping it dry, keeping it clean is going to be key for managing these wildline disease cases. And overall, I think those are the most common cases or problems that we have with senior horses. Of course, I think I would like to mention something that is not a foot problem, but I find it all the time with elder or with older horses. Most of them, they are pretty arthritic and they give me problems when I'm working with them. So just trying to be gentle, trying to, some of my clients, they give them a little Bute or some Equiox a day before I go. And that, it's a problem with this type of horses. But as long as you're like, as I say, gentle, and I try to keep them really low, don't flex them too much, they can be happy and we can give them a good life, you know?
Oh, well, those are great points. And I appreciate it because I have donkeys, I have mules, I have horses, and I have seniors that have arthritis. So, and I also have metabolic horses. So I've got a little of everything. So I'm sitting here nodding. Yes, I get all of these. But how about Dr. Carvajal? Do you have just some hoof care tips for owners of senior horses?
Yeah, for sure. I think more than just a little tip about the foot care, everybody can get familiar with those basic care or basic things that you can do to take care of the foot. But in general, I think my best advice that I can give to the owner is just observe your horse. You know, if you know how your horse behaves, if you know how the foot of your horse looks, get involved with your farrier. You know, whenever they are trimming, shoeing, whatever, just go and see how it looks at the bottom, how it looks underneath. So whenever you see anything that is not normal, you will be catching those little signs, and we are on time to treat it. I'm more worried about laminitis. We talk about laminitis at the beginning, and that is my biggest worry. You know, an abscess, something like that can get complications, but for laminitis, time is pretty important. So if you know how your horse is walking, how he moves, if you see that horse is looking metabolic, you know, you have probably talked with your vet and have seen some red flags that this horse is having, and that horse gets sore, let's say, after every showing or after every time that he gets trimmed, it's something that I want to know, you know, like you're noticing, and just talk to your vet, talk to your farrier, and you will be on time. And I think the use of the x-rays are going to help us a lot too, because we can catch on the x-ray some changes that probably the coughing bone is having already or something. And the outside of the foot is not looking distorted already, but it's going to happen at some point. So catching those little details on time, probably going to the x-ray, that is going to give us the best scenario to work with our horses and to be proactive, you know? And when it comes to senior or retired horses, also some owners can think that it's an easy job. I have found some owners that tell me that, oh, I thought that having a retired horse should be cheap. They should be like happy living outside, barefoot. I don't have to worry about shoeing anymore. But that's my goal too. As a farrier, as a veterinarian, that's my goal to keep a senior horse barefoot, because that is the best condition that he can ever be. But when we have some pathologies, like those that we already talked about, we need to be a little bit more intense. And having a retired horse, trying to keep this horse happy, is going to require pretty extensive podiatry job. And that can be like frustrating for the owner, it can be expensive, it can be not ideal. But just for those owners that are listening, I will recommend to be proactive, and that is going to give you more longevity to the horse, and that means that you're going to have the best life for your horse. And I think that is the goal, or the whole thing of this podcast, right? As you said in the introduction, is just to give them a better life, the best of that we can make for them. And a big piece of that is the podiatry or the foot care.
Well, Dr. Carvajal, thank you. I wish we had another 2 or 3 hours to talk, because I think we would have plenty to talk about. And we hope you'll come back and join us. But thank you for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much. I really enjoyed talking to you. I would love to come back. And I hope you guys enjoy this talk. Thank you.
Well, I know I did. I've learned from it. And just for our listeners, we encourage you to sign up for our weekly newsletter, so you're the first one to get information from myseniorhorse.com. And if you have any comments or suggestions about senior horses, ponies, donkeys, or mules, that you would like to have discussed on this podcast or delved into for the content of My Senior Horse, send an email to me at kbrown@equinenetwork.com. Thanks for joining us today. Take care of yourselves and your senior equids.